Reverend Lawson, how would you compare civil rights in terms of urgency with what's happening right now?
It's more urgent today than it was in 1960. And part of the reason it's more urgent is because the media and our governments have done a better job of persuading the American people there are no issues that we need to face, that we have no problems. We're the exceptional people.
President Obama appears to be changing direction somewhat from the Bush administration's policies, but he also seems to continue on the track of U.S. imperialism in Pakistan and Afghanistan and in the Middle East. What are your comments on that?
Well, my comments are that plantation capitalism in the United States, the Pentagon, major think tanks, major scholars have for years developed the American empire. So no president in 2009 could be anything except the leader of the empire. And it won't be dismantled unless we the people dismantle it.
In Europe, Obama is also opening NATO to more countries, and the G8 is now the G20 with yet more popular protest, and some have actually turned violent.
The structures of the empire are fundamentally structures of death. That's the International Monetary Fund, that's the G20, that's NATO, that's EU, because all of that comes out of 500 years of colonization, of insisting that the earth belongs to the Western world and the earth belongs to the banks and the financial institutions. So these institutions represent not life but death. They do not represent justice, but inequality. But you cannot expect any new president and the leaders of Europe to recognize that because they're implicated in that system.
From the historical perspective, Martin Luther King looks more and more like a messiah. And some say that in the U.S., people are less eager to actually fight against imperialism than they are, for instance, in Europe. So what would Martin Luther King say today?
Well, I would think that probably Martin Luther King Jr. would say some of the things I'm saying. So the reality is that the people of Europe are deeply enmeshed in catering to the United States empire. Europe has not produced a single outstanding statesman in the last 40 years or stateswoman telling the United States there is a better way.
Are we on the verge of a major change?
Not yet. When I see millions and millions of people in America in the streets and demanding a change and visions that point the direction, then I'll begin to say we may be on the verge. We have to make a transition from colonization of 500 years to then opening up the world to all the world's peoples. And we have many enemies for that transition. Globalization is one of the major things that plantation capitalism is calling for. That is only a continuation of the robbery of Africa, but under other names. Martin King does represent in Western civilization the efficacy of nonviolent struggle creating change. That's a message that the Western world for 500 years has needed. And I should add to that that in 1936, when he met with people like Howard Thurman and Edward Carroll, black men from the United States, Gandhi said that it may very well be that the Negro in America could become the vehicle for nonviolence to persuade the Western world what he said he himself could not persuade the Western world for.
Thank you very much, Reverend Lawson.
Okay.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.